Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Now a little Mamalution. Ich bin schon wieder single, pink as so wie a jingle, mit mein Weibel hab ich sich gegett. Gedenkt hab ich zum Muffen, a Rundgesicht zum Schlupfen, hat mein Weibel mich begerett. Us darfst du sich in Klicken, in Fremde um sich stecken, in sein alleine Reden sind im Hand. Bleib du immer pink wie früher, sei ja wohl, ist bei mir, wie a Fremde zu lich in dem Rett. Weil ich bin a Borde bei mein Weib. Männer, ist das a teure Job. Sie attendet mich mit alles, wenn ich gefragt, sie kann sie alles, ich bin a Borde bei mein Weib. Oh yeah!
Emmy Award-winning stage and screen legend Five-ish Finkel celebrates the great songs and humor of show business in a wonderful cabaret show that is coming to Mr. Finn's Cabaret, part of the Barrington Stage Company, June 29th and 30th. He'll be accompanied by his two sons, Ian Finkel, the world's greatest xylophonist, and Elliot Finkel, concert pianist extraordinaire. The 91-year-old Five-ish Finkel will offer a firsthand account of his incredible career, spanning English and Yiddish roles from Second Avenue to modern-day television stardom, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Five-ish Finkel to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
To my honor, believe me. I feel, you know, like a new career with these new nightclubs going on. We tried it out on the 54 Below room in New York.
And it went well.
It went well. It's the hottest room in town. And when they said I should go and perform there, so I said, okay, why not? At my age, even if I lay a bomb, it doesn't matter.
So it is, it's, I assume it's still fun for you to
oh,
go
it's
out.
It's a lot of fun. We went there and I enjoyed it very much. And the people from the nightclub that we're going to this weekend, they were there.
And they saw you and said, hey, wouldn't it be great?
They loved it and they said, we must have it. I said, you got it, that's all. You know, I don't take care of business. My son Ian does.
Now, was it always important for you in doing something like this to be with your kids?
You know, usually they travel a great deal. They perform on cruises. They guest star on symphony orchestras. Or they, you know, they do a lot of concerts together whereby they play everything, except they don't do rock. You know, they'll play Gershwin, they'll play anything at all, and they're very, very good. When they start going at the top of that show that we have, it's an explosion in the place. The people get riled up already. It's warmed up already. That's what they do to the audience. They're marvelous, really. Not because they're my sons, but this is what it is.
It is incredible to me of thinking that here you are at 91 years of age, but you have performed for over 80 years.
That's right.
You were performing as a child, 9 years old, and acting in the Yiddish Theater District in Manhattan.
I was 43. Though I was born in Brooklyn, it happened by circumstances. I started in the Yiddish Theater. I was 9 years old. And I stayed there till I was 43. Then when I was 43, I got a call from Jerome Robbins' office if I want to go with the First National Company of Fiddler on the Roof. I said, I'd be delighted. You know, that was quite an opportunity. And since then, I've been on TV, and it really did a lot for me.
When you took on that role in Fiddler on the Roof, you stayed with that production for a long time, ultimately going on the road as Tevye.
That came later. First, I did The Innkeeper.
Right.
After that, I did The Butcher. But there were so many dinner theaters around in those days, in the late 60s, early 70s. Then I did Tevye. They all wanted me to do Tevye's in various dinner theaters. The last one I did was in Texas and San Antonio. the Fiesta did a playhouse. I did that one. I did It's Have You There for the complete summer.
And it's a show that, I mean, obviously it's timeless. It's celebrating a great anniversary this year, 50 years.
And that I celebrated the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of Fiddler on the Roof. We did that in New York at the Town Hall.
And it has to be a show that you love, that you've been a part of it for so long.
Well, I loved many shows that I was in. I did Little Shop of Horrors for 5 years. I never leave a hit.
You were Mr. Mushnick.
I did the Cafe Crown, which was a wonderful show to do. Very funny, beautiful show. And after Cafe Crown, I did a review called Finkel's Follies at the Hausman Theater in New York on 42nd Street for 38 weeks. If not for that TV show, Picket Fences, I'd still be doing it.
What do you think about that career? You talked about Cafe Crown. That's a Yiddish classic. And, of course, as I mentioned, you had your start in Yiddish theater. What building block did that give you? What great experience do you think working in the Yiddish theater?
Oh, well, that was the Yiddish theater. That type of a theater that we did, we were never worried too much about critics. We were only worried whether the box office would be busy. In those days, you knew if you had a hit that people lined up at the box office. They didn't have credit cards in those days. So they had to buy tickets at the box office. If there was a line, you know you had a hit. But with us, it was not like Broadway. If Broadway has a flop, they're finished. They're closed. Mm. But not with us downtown in New York. Next week was a brand new play on, a brand new musical, overnight.
And years ago, I interviewed you for a piece that we were doing on the Catskill Resorts, and you performed on the Borscht Belt. You would do stand-up comedy, Tomler, you would do a little bit of everything.
Listen, the stand-up comedy I did always stayed with me. It always stayed. And being in the Catskills for the summer, you had 400 hotels at that time. And I had a contract to do 50 hotels a summer, and I didn't even scratch the surface.
And you would do a little bit of everything, but it was stand-up comedy, which I assume is still what you're doing a little bit of when you do the Cabaret Act now.
I do, the Cabaret Act, I do more. I talk about myself a little bit, you know, and experiences, and my humor is all family humor, and I have people scream with laughter. They scream with laughter. They have a great time with me, I hope.
And you get to throw in a little Yiddish?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, listen, I will never deny that. With my name, Fivish Finkel, I can't do Italian.
So
I got to do Yiddish, a little Yiddish.
You'll start a song.
I even explain what I'm singing about. And my translation is funnier than the song that I'm doing.
So give us an example of that.
Well, for example, I was known to do parodies. When I did the Clinton Theater, that was a Yiddish vaudeville house. And I did parodies. And at that time, This Is the Army was popular, that show. This is the Army, Mr. Breen. You know, here's something in between, you know, something like that.
Right.
That I did in Yiddish. This is the Army, Mr. Block. Ich heir an die Hossabai bei Schlag. I did that, and when the Tzadik came in, you know, when the saints go marching in.
Right.
When the Tzadik came in, that phrase looks like in Stadel. When the Tzadik came in. Oh, well, then I do a whole dance there and a march when I did that. That was part of Finkel's Follies.
Longevity in this career is, there's a lot to be said for that. It is.
Longevity in a career, well, you need two things. You need luck. You need a lot of luck. And your health, mainly your health, to carry on. As far as I'm concerned, I've been very, very lucky with my career, thank God, really. I have no complaints. You hit a dry spell now and then, certainly, but not for long. You take now, for example, my phones don't stop ringing, and I keep yelling at my agent, where were they when I was 40?
When you hit with Picket Fences, I mean, that's a right place, right time. And
that was a miracle. Picket Fences was the miracle of my life.
I've known Bill Pugin for 18 years. I never liked him. When he burst into flames, part of me wanted to bring marshmallows. My problem was with him as a mayor, really. I disliked his politics, but I respected Bill Pugin. He cared for the people in this town. He relied on me to save him. I defended his case in a way to maximize my profile as a lawyer. I lost. He got depressed. Maybe that's partly the reason he exploded. Trust can be a very vicious thing. A person puts himself into your hands and trusts you. You have the power to hurt or to ruin a life, maybe. Fiduciaries have a duty not to abuse your influence. It is not an easy thing. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. This is what happens when you misplace your trust. A little poem. I had lived it. I'm very good on my feet. We're not here on this earth long, people. We must learn to love better, to take care of each other better, and forget about laws and rules, and even sometimes religious convictions. We have to be more human with one another. Bill Pugin was a very good man. Good man. A loving father and husband. In the end, that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Well, David Kelly was looking for someone to do the lawyer, Douglas Wambo. For the pilot of Picket Fences, whatever the casting people brought to him, he didn't like. So he invited his friends for dinner at his house, and he rented a film, which I did for Sidney Lumet, called Q&A.
Right.
I played a lawyer for the gangsters. And when they saw me, they started laughing. And he said, this is it. That's the man I want. He called 20th Century Fox in New York. They knew who he was talking about. Then they called my agent, and the miracle was, in 1 hour, the deal was made to do Picket Fences. 1 hour. DePart wasn't a Jewish lawyer. He made it into a Jewish lawyer.
And you're 71 at this point, and
I was 70 at that time.
Yeah. And then you
and
won
I got
Emmy.
An Emmy for that.
And then
the second season, I won an Emmy. I was nominated the first season, but I didn't get it. But the second season, I got it.
And a few years later, after the show ends, you end up working with David Kelly again in a show I loved, Boston Public.
The sex lecture?
Yes, Harvey. Do you remember what sex is?
Let me tell you, Stephen. It's all because of the way they wear their pants.
Sorry?
The boys. They wear their trousers to their halfway down, exposing their buttocks. It's the homosexual fashion designers promoting rear entry.
You'll not be giving the sex lecture, Harvey. Is there anything else?
Boston Public was a wonderful series. I did the old history teacher there.
And it worked out very well. And again,
extremely well, very
yeah.
well. That was, Picket Fences ran 4 seasons, and Boston Public was close to 4 seasons.
And then again, your phone hasn't stopped ringing. You've been in everything from Blue Bloods to You Were in a Serious Man. So still a lot going on.
Man was a beautiful film to do. That was for the Coen brothers. And very fine film. And I was very proud to do it. When they called me, I was delighted. I did the prologue to that film. Did you see it?
I did, yes.
I did the prologue in Yiddish. And wanted it. And I did it, and I was not sorry because the write-ups were beautiful. And those two fellas, the Coen brothers, are beautiful people. And I did a lot of films I did for the heavyweights, for Sidney Lumet, and Stone, what's the name, Stone? I did Nixon for him.
Oh, Oliver Stone, sure.
Oliver Stone, yes, with Anthony Hopkins. I did that. I did a lot of pictures. With Michael J. Fox, I did a picture with him. Oh, I'm telling you, to figure everything out, it'll take a long time. Thank God.
And I assume in a career, especially a successful career, it is a lot about who you're working with, the people you're working with.
I was very lucky. I always called it beginner's luck. When I went into the American Theater, I was 43, and my first director was Jerome Robbins. Now, that's what I call beginner's luck, to get a genius like that to guide you to a great musical. You got to have a lot of luck to get a thing like that. And a lot of actors, they don't appreciate that. I do.
Well, Five-ish Finkel will be at Mr. Finn's Cabaret on June 29th and 30th in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, part of the Barrington Stage Company season. And what can we expect from the evening?
They'll expect the greatest time that they had in many, many years. And it's a show... show that you won't embarrass anybody. You can invite your children, your mother, your wife, even your mother-in-law, whoever you want to invite, even your rabbi or priest, whoever. They'll love that show.
Bring them along.
Bring them along. Bring everybody to see it. And that's what they did in New York. They didn't know what to expect from me. And then I did it. We delivered, my sons and I. And they even want us to come back there for another engagement. But I haven't got the time now.
Now you're busy. You got other things to do.
Well, certainly. Certainly. They even want me for a play in the future. And I turned it down. It was too dirty.
Well, Five-ish Finkel, you're an absolute delight to speak with. I can't wait to have you here in the region performing the show. And best safe travels to you.
I want you to come down and see it.
I will come and see it.
Please,
I want to see you.
It will be our honor to have you there.
A great pleasure. Five-ish Finkel, thank you very much for being with us.
It was my joy and my honor, and I hope to see you soon. And wishing the whole world, we should have only peace, the world, and good health for all.
Again, Five-ish Finkel will be at Mr. Finn's Cabaret, part of the Barrington Stage Company. You can find out more information by going to barringtonstageco.org. barringtonstageco.org, June 29th and 30th at 8 p.m. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.